Okay, girls, I'm going to speak to you for a wee moment or two, and we'll let mums and dads and everybody else listen in as well. And today, we should put up the title picture there, John. We're going to be speaking about a heart, okay, or our hearts, okay? And hearts are something which are very important. Now, the heart I'm going to be speaking about is not the heart that's inside us and beats. We see the next picture. There's a heart inside each of us. It's in about there in our bodies, slightly left to center, and it beats. No picture, John? Back one. Okay, it's disappeared. And a heart that beats inside us and moves the blood all around our body so that we keep living. And that heart is very important. But that is not the heart we're going to talk about today. The heart we're going to talk about, we see in the next picture, is not a heart you can see. It's the part of you that causes you to think, to love, to decide things, to like things, to hate things. It's the part of you that gets happy, the part of you that gets sad. It's a part of you inside which you cannot see. It's your heart, or it's also called your soul. And we're going to think about a bit of that. So the heart is that bit inside we're going to think about today. And it's very, very important what your heart is. Well, the first thing we're going to think about our hearts is our hearts, sadly, we're born with hearts that are bad. We see in the next picture that. It's a bad heart. When God made Adam and Eve, boy, girls, he made them with a perfect heart. A heart that was free to love God, to obey God, to follow God, to be God's friend. They were made with this heart so they would know God. But then Adam and Eve sinned. Do you remember how they sinned, girls? They took off the forbidden fruit. We don't know. Often think it's like an apple. It might have been like a banana. We don't know what the fruit was like. They took the fruit which God said, do not take, and their hearts all became bad. And instead of loving God, they hated God. Instead of obeying God, they disobeyed God and did their own thing. And the thing about it is, girls, we have all been born with bad hearts because Adam and Eve, when their hearts went bad, they passed on their bad hearts to their children, who passed it on to their children, right down to each of you and to me. We're all born with these hearts which are bad and which do not love God. And the biggest problem, girls, that any of us have isn't that we do bad things, as bad as that is. The biggest problem is that we're bad inside. So our heart, it's a bad heart. The second thing about our heart is it is a helpless heart. We see on the next picture. Here's a man trying to pull a great big heart up a hill. And you look very closely, the rope is breaking. And we cannot, no matter how hard we try, we cannot change our hearts. Our hearts are a bit like this big piece of stone. Hard, dead. You ask that stone, stone, please change. Please change color. Nope, can't do it. It can't change itself. And our hearts, we cannot change our hearts. We cannot change who we are inside. We can try to be really good, and we can change who we are on the outside. We can become nicer people on the outside. We can maybe become more religious people on the outside. But no matter how we change on the outside, we don't change who we are on the inside. And inside, our hearts are still bad. What's next about our hearts? Next picture, we see that our hearts are watched. It's a watched heart by God. God can see what we're like inside. He sees when we're angry. He sees when our hearts are selfish and greedy and filled with hatred and bitterness. He sees when our hearts are filled with pride. The Bible tells us that people, we look on the outside. We look at each other, and I look at you today, and you're all very pretty in your uniform. You all look lovely. Even the officers and associates all look very nice. But what are you like on the inside? And God, girls, can see right into your heart. And he sees that your heart is bad. Your heart has sin. Your heart has greed. Your heart is selfish. And God will not allow people who have hearts which are bad into heaven. Because God is so pure and clean and perfect, he cannot allow people with bad hearts into his heaven. Because if people with bad hearts could get into heaven, they would spoil heaven. So our hearts need to be changed. We need to have, we see in the next picture, a washed heart. A heart that is made clean. Do you ever use one of these, girls, on your face? Well, God has to wash your heart inside. And listen how God did this. Because this girl cost God so much. God sent his son, who was perfect and who had a perfect heart, to die on the cross. And as Jesus was dying on the cross, he was taking the sin, all the bad things of his people, all the bad things in the hearts of his people, upon himself. And as he was dying on the cross, he was doing that to make people's hearts clean. And what happens then is God sends his Holy Spirit to come into people's hearts and to bring what Jesus did on the cross into the person's heart, to make their heart clean on the inside. This is called, girls, being born again. Jesus said, unless you're born again, unless you're washed on the inside by the Holy Spirit, washed by God, you will never see heaven one day. And so, girls, remember, we can't change our hearts. Our hearts are like hearts of stone. The Bible says God takes away the heart of stone and gives us a new heart, a heart of flesh, a heart that is soft, a heart that will love God. And only God can do this. We can't do it. But God does this as we come and trust in Jesus, who died on the cross. Anybody thirsty? Anybody like a wee drink? Do you like my nice cup? Nice cup, isn't it? Would you like a wee drink from my cup? Do you want to see inside my cup? Would you like a drink from my cup now? No. Why? It's dirty, that's right. Will I clean it? Yeah. Okay. So I'll clean the cup. No. Mr. Flack did this last Sunday night and borrowed it him. Right, I'll clean the cup. Right, will you drink it now? Yeah. But I've cleaned it. Yeah. Why will you not drink of the cup? Inside is still dirty. Oh, you are clever girls. And do you remember that? Changing us outside, trying to be better girls, better mums and dads, better grand and grandas, trying to be better on the outside, doesn't change us on the inside. Only God can wash us on the inside. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Jesus, girls, wants to be your friend. He wants to take away your sin. He died on the cross to do that. And you have to come and trust in Jesus to make you clean and to wash on the inside. So would you love him, be a new person, and be Jesus' friend? Now, girls, see when you do that, see when you come and trust in Jesus, and Jesus makes you clean on the inside, you have to be careful, because the old devil wants to come and spoil your heart again. And the last thing about our heart we see in the next picture, Jonathan, there is, it has to be a guarded heart, a heart that is protected. Soldiers years ago might have had swords. Don't think they were just like this. And they would use that to protect a city, to protect a castle, to protect a ship. They use swords. And the devil wants to attack our hearts. And you know how he attacks our hearts, girls? By causing us to see things on TV, maybe on the computer, in a magazine, which aren't clean and aren't right. Cause us to hear things, bad talk and conversation from bad company. He wants to harm our hearts. The Bible says, guard your heart, because everything else in life comes from your heart. If your heart is made clean, if your heart is safe, your whole life will be clean and safe. So we have to guard our hearts. But you know the best way to guard our hearts, girls? If our hearts are filled with a love for Jesus. The more we come to know Jesus, the more time we spend talking to Jesus, the more time we spend listening to him in his word, our hearts, as are more filled with Jesus, will be protected and kept clean. Just a wee word here for parents. There's a man, tremendous speaker and writer called Ted Tripp. He writes an awful lot about parenting. And his emphasis on parenting, he says, he's written a book, Shepherding the Child's Heart. And he says, as parents, we must be careful not just to try and correct the behavior of our children. Yes, we want to do that. We want children who aren't going to annoy us and cause us to pull our hair out. He says, more than that, we must see that the hearts of our children are changed with the gospel, with the message of Christ. So it's one thing telling our children to behave and having them well disciplined. It's another thing to bring them up to know Jesus, to love Jesus, to have Jesus as our friend and Savior. And that's why, parents, thank you for sending your children to Girls Brigade, because that helps. But you need to teach your children at home about Jesus. If they don't go to Sunday school, they'll be very welcome here. Bring them to church so your children will grow up with their hearts changed. There's no point just changing them on the outside, because if you change them on the outside, inside they remain with that sin. Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to those who know Jesus so they can be changed on the inside. Guard their hearts. Pray with God's grace that their hearts will be changed on the inside. Girls, you have listened so well. We'll just shoot on the last picture here, just to remind us. What we learned about our hearts, the hearts we're born with are bad because of sin. Our hearts are helpless. We can't change them the way the stone can't change itself. Our hearts are watched by God, okay? Our hearts then need to be washed. We wash our faces. Only Jesus can wash us inside. That's what he died on the cross to do. And then we have to guard our hearts. Fill our eyes not with bad things. Fill our eyes and our ears with things about Jesus, so that indeed we will be protected by him.